मुझे अगर आंख में पेन भी होती है मैं घर वालों को बोलता ही नहीं मुझे पेन है, मैं उनके सामने बैठा होता हूँ वैसे जैसे मैं ठीक हूँ।
Hi, I'm Grishma Kuttar, and this is Voices from the Lockdown, a First Post podcast. In the previous episodes, we've discussed the situation in North Kashmir and South Kashmir. In today's episode, we'll take a look at different districts of Central Kashmir. But the primary focus of this episode will also be to try and understand the long-term effects that a lockdown has on the lives of people. For decades now, Kashmir has seen multiple clampdowns, each carrying over more angst and trauma. The worst to have suffered in the past few years have been pellet victims. We will speak to some of them and also to others whose lives stand altered due to the conflict in Kashmir.
Khurrat, can you in the beginning define what Central Kashmir is and speak a little bit about the situation there?
Central Kashmir, comprising of three districts, Srinagar, Budgam and Gandharbal, since past 3 months witnessed lockdown, curfew-like restrictions, just like other districts of Kashmir. Right now as well, the situation seems a bit normal, but shops are still shut and traffic is not working properly. In some places in Srinagar, the situation is not normal, like downtown area, Saura, Nauhata. Even just a day before, many boys were picked up from Saura area by police, where clashes had occurred.
When you say clashes, do you mean like stone throwing incidents, or what are these clashes? Can you elaborate on that a little more?
Basically, police had come to this area, Saura area, to pick up boys, and then there was some stone pelting going on just to like prevent police from entering the area.
Okay. But the Home Minister Amit Shah mentioned in the Rajya Sabha that there are hardly any incidents of stone pelting happening in the valley right now. So is this contradictory to what he said?
Yes, exactly, because still in a lot of places there are like clashes like this happening, which are not getting reported, but these are still happening at some areas, not just entire, but like certain areas.
We have also heard incidents of grenade attacks happening in and around the market in Srinagar, the market area. Are these incidents happening now as well after October 31st?
Basically, I guess 3-4 incidents of a grenade occurred in some places.
What about public offices, government facilities, hospitals? Are all these spaces functioning normally?
Government offices are functioning, and even internet has been resumed to some government offices. But schools are still shut, except that examinations are going on.
There is no attendance.
Yeah, yeah.
In the past 3 months, you have spoken to victims of pellet attacks, you have spoken to minors who have been illegally detained, you have spoken to people who have suffered losses in the valley. What do you think is the most damaging of all these incidents that you've been reporting on? What is the most damaging?
See, any kind of loss is damaging, but whatever I have seen and even I have reported about pellet victims. So I think pellet victims suffer most because every age group from 9-year-old victim to 18-year-old to like 30-year-old, every person in Kashmir, almost like 10,000 people in Kashmir have received pellets. So I think pellet victims are the sufferers.
Were you able to speak to any of the victims who have suffered injuries due to these pellets after the August 5th?
Yes, I have been reporting from 5th August, and for the first week, I went to SMHS hospital in Srinagar, where I myself saw several victims of pellet victims, including a woman from Srinagar city. She was from Saura. So I saw it myself, like I talked to them, and some had got injuries in their right eye, some in left, and some on their faces. So in this lockdown as well, there were pellet victims from various parts of Kashmir. Even there was one case, he was from Ilahibagh, Srinagar, and his name was Asrar Ahmed Khan, and unfortunately he died due to pellets. So this 18-year-old boy was injured And even though he died because of pellet, the police claimed that he died of stone pelleting. But it was because of some reporters who got his medical certificate, which clearly showed that he was hit with pellet cartridge. And I will also tell you one thing, that in a pellet cartridge, there are 500 pellets. So he was shot with that.
Before we proceed further, let me play back the interview of Ubaid, an 18-year-old from Saurashtra, Srinagar, who is a pellet victim.
मेरे जैसे कितनों को लाइट गई है हाथ में मेरे जैसे बहुत और देखिए मेरे दिमाग में ऐसा कॉन्सेप्ट नहीं था पत्थरबाजी का मेरे दिमाग में ऐसा कुछ कॉन्सेप्ट नहीं था मगर ये लोग जान बूझ के हम जैसे इनोसेंट्स पे ये अटैक करके हमारे दिमाग में ऐसा कॉन्सेप्ट डालते हैं कि हमें पत्थर मारो हमारे खिलाफ मतलब हमें हमें इनसे कुछ भी नहीं है ना हमारे ना कुछ लगते हैं ना कुछ ना हमें इनसे कुछ प्यार है ना मोहब्बत है कुछ भी नहीं तब तक तो मैं ठीक समय पढ़ रहा था ना मेरा कैंप था मतलब मेरा एम था मेरा ड्रीम था मैं मेडिकल पकड़ूंगा पापा भी बोल रहे थे तुम डॉक्टर बनोगे इंशाल्लाह मुझे पैलेट आया मेरी आंख में लाइट गई मेरे दिमाग में से वो सब निकला ऐसे ही यहाँ पे लड़के तैयार होते हैं तो इनको ये सब करने से कुछ नहीं होने वाला है ना जिस मुल्क में तहरीक उठे वो तहरीक बैठती नहीं है
तो आपने आपने बोला कि आपने 10th दैट मींस फिर आपने एग्जाम्स वगैरह भी नहीं दे
नहीं, कुछ भी नहीं स्टिल अभी भी नहीं क्योंकि मेरे दिमाग जो मेरा शौक था मेरे घर वालों का या मुझे वो सब अब टूट गया अब मुझे पापा भी नहीं घर पे बोलते तुम पढ़ो उनको पता है कि मेरे पास में क्या हुआ है 3 times ऑपरेशन मेरी आँख में है 3 बार ऑपरेशन आया मेरी आँख में
Okay, that was Ubaid speaking about how this incident has affected him. There is a lot which has been said about how these pellets cause irreparable damage to your eyes, right? So, over the years, how have the lives of pellet victims been?
I have spoken to this person, Ubaidur Rahman, who told me about his experiences after he got pellets. So he said that he was not even able to go to hospital in Srinagar. So he had to go to Amritsar, like outside Srinagar, because he had this fear that if he will get his treatment from Srinagar, police will be after him. Because in a lot of cases, police arrest pellet victims as well. Like they see who has got pellets and then they are after them because they think that they are stone pelters. So this person had got injuries in his right eye and also his left eye he had lost his some of his eyesight in his left eye he has not regained it yet and he told me that he wanted to become a doctor before he has now left his studies he's not doing anything and he told me in his words he said that I lost my dreams
on that note Let us now listen to the experience of Aftab Alam, who is from Bandipora in North Kashmir. He talks about how after he became a pellet victim, his life has changed.
उनको लगता है ये रो रहे हैं। तो मैं भी मतलब एक बार जब इतना ही पूछा घर वालों ने तुम रोते क्यों हो तो हमसे अलग अलग बैठते हो अब क्या बात है फिर जब मैंने बोला वो भी रो पड़े इसलिए आपने घर वालों के सामने कुछ उनको फील नहीं होने तो मुझे अगर आँख में पेन भी होती है मैं घर वालों को बोलता ही नहीं मुझे पेन है मैं उनके सामने बैठा होता हूँ वैसे जैसे मैं ठीक हूँ जैसे मेरी आँख ठीक है ऐसे वैसे बैठा होता हूँ
जो आपकी मामा है ना स्पेशली क्योंकि मॉम के इंसान ज्यादा क्लोज होता है तो वो उनका वो क्या बोलते वो आपको बोलते हैं कि लाइक इज देयर समथिंग आपको कुछ करना चाहिए जैसे कि आपने बोला कि आप तो आपको लगता है कि आपका फ्यूचर ब्लैंक है लाइक आप नहीं कर सकते हो कुछ बट स्टिल आपको कुछ होप है अपनी जगह फिर आपके घर वालों को कुछ होप है
यस मैम बहुत बहुत घर वाले अभी भी मुझे बोलते रहते हैं कि आप अब आगे पढ़ो कुछ करो क्योंकि आप तुम्हें विक्टिम बन के नहीं रहना है अब वो मैं भी सोचता हूँ कि विक्टिम बन के नहीं रहने ये तो मैं सोच रहा हूँ कि अब आगे कुछ करूंगा इंशाल्लाह अब मैं देखूंगा 2020 से मैं वापस से ज्वाइन करूंगा वापस से पढ़ूंगा
What I sense from what Ubaid and Aftab are saying that this incident of them receiving pellets and being injured by it and being disabled by it, their lives have pretty much changed. They both of them talk about how they've lost their lives in terms of their career, right?
I spoke to this like 22-year-old victim from Bandipora, and he has received pellet in his right eye. So he after he received pellets, he has spent most for his treatment, and he has not received any donation from anyone. And as he spoke about his life, that how his life has changed, and there is no like improvement to his vision yet, this incident has changed him so much that he now considers that it was his fate and he cannot change it. Like he told me that this incident changed him. He's not able to concentrate on anything. Like he's basically depressed, because even most of the cases of pellet victims have shown that these victims they get depressed. This study, which is being carried by GMC, Government Medical College, Srinagar, they did research on 380 pellet victims and showed that majority of them, they are like suffering from major depressive disorder, which includes 20%.
Hurrat, there's also an alarming incident regarding a suicide victim, which was spoken about quite a lot after the 5th of August. You have spoken to the family of this person. Can you tell us more about this case?
See, I have spoken to the family who was quite shocked after the incident when their 16-year-old son committed suicide. So, before he committed suicide, he had spoken to his sister, who had told him that that he was beaten up by army in the area. But he had not detailed the incident, because as per his family, he was quite shy and introvert. And this person committed suicide, and that he was like beaten up by the army. See, after this person committed suicide, doctors had then told the family that his kidneys were damaged. Even there were some locals who had seen army beating him, and they had then spoken to the family about it.
What was this 16-year-old doing? Was he studying? Which standard was he in? Or which...
He was in 10th class, and he was studying in well-reputed school from Pulwama.
Okay, and there has been no statement from the administration or anybody about this?
No, army has clearly said that, like, they refuted the allegation. They said that it was just a normal suicide.
Okay, when you say refuted the claims, do you mean that they said that he wasn't beaten up by them? Khurrat, can you also tell us, have such cases of suicides, are they common in the valley?
No, this is first of the incidents which has happened in the valley. That's why most of the people from Kashmir were shocked after such incident.
So Khurrat, you have tracked down cases of, you have spoken to women who are in their different stages of pregnancy. There have been also cases that we've heard where these women weren't able to access medical services. Some of them had to, like, some cases resulted in abortions. Mm-hmm. Some have caused threat to the lives of these women. Mm-hmm. You have spoken to some of these people. What are they saying?
Yes, I spoke to two women, one from Anantnag and another from Saura, Srinagar. So there was this lady, Amina Jan. She was from Anchar, Srinagar. So she told me that she would take her mother or sister along with her, and she couldn't take her husband with her to hospital, and she was not even able to go to hospital for weeks. So what happened that when there would be any clashes, she would faint due to the fear, and because of that she had, there were a lot of problems which she faced, and even doctor has told her not to think too much and to stay out of tear gas smoke. But she told me that I cannot do that in a place like Kashmir, because like this is impossible, and it had affected her baby's health a lot.
Before we speak further on this, let us listen to Amina Jan from Saura in Srinagar. She is in the 9th month of her pregnancy. It is very difficult for me to go to the doctor for every checkup. I have many problems in my pregnancy because of this. I can't take my husband along with me because I fear that he will be arrested by the police. The police arrests random people assuming that they are all protesters. I have to protect my husband and instead take my sister or mother.
I constantly faint whenever protests happen around the place where I live. The fear that security forces might barge into our house is too much for me. It creates so much fear and anxiety in my head. The doctor has advised me not to take any stress as it is affecting my pregnancy and can also affect my child. But how do I not take stress in a place where clashes and protests are normal?
Okay, so that was Amina speaking about the troubles that she's facing and what it is that pregnant women feel and pregnant women go through while a lockdown is ongoing. So, Kurat, can you tell us further whether more women you spoke to?
See, I spoke to a woman from Anantnag. She told me that during clashes, she wouldn't be allowed to hospital, and she was not there was no guarantee about the situation because whenever she would go to hospital, police would tell her to show the medical certificate, and then doctors had also told her that she's not taking care, like she has to keep away herself from this tear gas smoke and whatever was bad for her baby. So in both of these cases, there were not just two pregnant women, there were a lot of pregnant women from Kashmir who suffered the same way, as they were not allowed to go for checkups, and they had this fear, and they would faint during clashes and all, and it was a routine.
Okay. So in conclusion, Kurat, we've looked at pellet victims, we've looked at this case of suicide, we've looked at what pregnant women are facing at the moment. How do you think that these kind of episodes affect the lives of people in Kashmir?
See, these things are happening from many years now, and there is nothing which is changing, and there is so much trauma and so much tension around, and people, they don't have any expectation from the government, as they spoke to me, and it seems that they're not happy with whatever happened in Kashmir.
That is all from this episode of Voices from the Lockdown. For previous episodes, visit the First Post channel on audioboom.com.